We're good.
Rock and roll. Tzahorayim tovim. Good afternoon, everybody. And as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, I want to deal with something that is not as specific to Rosh Hashanah as we've been discussing in previous shiurim, but something that really has to do with Yom Tov in general. Now, this comes up specifically on Rosh Hashanah and Shavuot, the reason for which is, I'll explain in a moment. Many times, you'll see in a calendar, obviously, there's a mitzvah of hadlakat nerot for Yom Tov, even though the Rambam doesn't bring it. That's why Temanim don't make a bracha on hadlakat nerot shel Yom Tov, because the Rambam doesn't bring it. Aval da'at manan shulchan aruch is that there is, v'chein halacha, both b'Yom Tov Rishon and on Yom Tov Sheni. Now, there happens to be a machloket haposkim when to light candles on Leil Yom Tov Rishon. Best is as you would light candles any other Erev Shabbat, which is before Shkiah, but obviously you have leeway on Yom Tov that you don't have on Shabbat. Even if you didn't make Shkiah, the halacha is that obviously, as long as it's from a pre-existing flame, you're allowed to light later. Zeyadua. Yeah? Now. And that's the halacha by all Yamin Tovim. The shaila is, with regards to Yom Tov Sheni, sometimes you see in calendars, candle lighting time for Yom Tov Sheni. You ever see that in calendars? What does that even mean? What does it mean, candle lighting time for candles on Yom Tov Sheni? So I'm going to explain today why that's, according to our poskim at least, why that's a little bit of a misnomer. It's a little bit of a myth. You like myths? Now, let's follow. First of all, there's a very interesting tshuva in Rav Pa'alim. We spoke extensively about the tshuvot of Rav Pa'alim last week. I hope you got a chance to see the pticha. Oof, fire. You saw it? It's big stuff. Yeah. Ben Ishchai does not like when poskim speak sharply. He's not a fan of it. Even when you're even b'derech Talmud, you have to speak b'nachat, b'chavod.
They scream at each other in the Gemara.
Who? Yeah. That's another tshuva of the Chavot Ya'ir. Why sometimes the Amoraim or Tanaim even use very sharp lashonot?
Shtok ben ishtok.
Huh? Well, that's not so bad. Domeli kemisha in lomoach bekodkodo. There's a bunch of phrases in Shas that are a little bit sharp. Many of them. Anyway, mikol makom, Ben Ishchai was asked. They had such a minhag in Baghdad. They didn't have lights in the house. Obviously, they had candles and stuff. So, especially in the summer months, the summer yamim tovim, they wanted to do early Yom Tov Sheni. They wanted to start Yom Tov Sheni early, so that. Yeah, famous stuff. Why? Because they used to have a lot of bugs. It used to be oppressively hot. This is Baghdad, you know, this is hot in air conditioning. They wanted to eat on the roof. They wanted to eat in the yard or on the roof or whatever. And there's no light there, so they need sunlight. So they would daven arvit early by plaga mincha, minhag asfaradim, quickly daven arvit, go home, and they wanted to start the seuda right then, so that because they, he says, they used to have like pishpishim, that's like bugs, they used to fall into the food, so they wanted to be light enough so that they could see if their bugs were falling in the food so that they wouldn't consume bugs. Yeah? Bekitzer, so the question posed to the Ben Ishchai was, when they do that, when should they be lighting Nerot Yom Tov? Because technically, it's still light outside and it's still Yom Tov Rishon. So there was a certain chacham over there that told them that they should eat, make kiddush, eat whatever, and then when they're done, come back home. And once it's already nightfall, once it's already tzitzit kohavim, light candles shel Yom Tov Sheni over there. That was what somebody told the Ben Ishchai that a certain chacham had said. And the Ben Ishchai and Rav Pa'alim completely blows this opinion out of the water, and he says it's incorrect for many reasons. Okay, let's first condense the reasons. And he says as follows. First of all, he says, unlike, the, you know, in general, you're not allowed to prepare on Yom Tov Rishon for Yom Tov Sheni. That's an Isur Hachana, the Chachamim or Gozer. It creates a disrespect. It's a Zilzul, Bikdushat Yom Tov Rishon. So obviously things like cooking for Yom Tov Sheni, setting the table, anything that's a Torah, bevada, you can't do. The question is, where does Hadlakat HaNer, lighting a candle on Yom Tov, now technically, physically, after plag, when it's still light outside, it's still Yom Tov Rishon, right? So does that constitute an issue of Hachana? So the Ben Ishchai quotes the language of the Levush. Levush, Rabbeinu Mordechai Yafe, one of the foremost poskim. He was Talmid of the Rama. So he writes as follows. The Levush writes, here we go. ושוהים בין מיכל למעריב עד הלילה דסנצימת תפחית כדי שלא יעשו מלאכה מיום טוב ליום טוב מבעוד יום לצורך הלילה ואפילו להכין יין וכאגב נעשורים, עד הלילה עד שעומד ברכו. To prepare the wine, dilute the wine, all that stuff, you can't do until after ברכו at night. He says, וכן בכל יום טוב. אפילו ביום טוב דראש השנה, דקדושה אחת הם. ראש השנה, even though both days, that's the only יום טוב שני that Eretz Yisrael ever has, is ראש השנה. And he says, אפילו ביום טוב דראש השנה, דקדושה אחת הם, ויומה עריכתה הוא, הנמילה לחומרה ולא לכולה. רק נרות נוהגים להדליק משחשיכה, אפילו קודם ברכו. Only, the only difference is that candles you can already light mishechashecha, once it's already put in, what's chashecha? Dark, put in quotation marks because we're going to come back to that word. It says, mishum de mishechashecha, tzorech achshav hu, vela mikre mechin min yom tov lachavero. He says, since it's already dark, it's already considered tzorech achshav, since you need the light, and therefore, says the Levush, that's not a problem of achana. Says the Eliyahu Rabbah. Eliyahu Rabbah is the foremost mefarish on the Levush, Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mitiktim. He writes, when the Levush writes, said you can light candles, mishecha shecha. Everything else, all other elements of Achana, you have to wait until Barechu, or Tzet HaKochavim. But he says, lighting the candles, he says you can do already mishecha shecha. Says the Eliyahu Rabbah on the Levush, when the Levush says mishecha, says, perush samuch lachashecha. What is that? That is close to being dark. Now, Rabotai, in the language of the Poskim, anywhere in Shas and in Poskim, you see the word samuch, rule. What does the word samuch le mean? Within a half an hour of dark. And when does it start getting dark? Shkia is already dark. As long as you're within a half hour or so of Shkia, says the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Levush says, that's when you can light. You know why? Because even though there's still sunlight outside, but it's, what does it look like outside when the sun begins to set? It's pretty dark, and the candles that you light illuminate. Therefore, he says it's tzorech achshav. It's considered a current tzorech, and therefore not a problem of achana. So says the Eliyahu Rabbah b'da'at ha-levush. Yeah, go ahead. Why? He's talking about even before. Samuchla, he's saying even before shkia you can light because it's already kind of dark outside. Why doesn't he understand what the Levush says, dark is dark? Because that's too late. He says it doesn't have to be mamash dark. The Eliyahu Rabbah says dark means samuch lechashecha. Even close to being dark, even within a half hour, is also considered kacha. That's the halacha that you can already light from them. It's considered tzorech ota sha'a and not a problem of achana. Yeah.
Do you not have a problem of like, sort of stealing like, the thunder of Yom Tov Rishon? It's
well,
more important, no?
The question is, here's the question. Let's say you are. Are you doing anything different on Yom Tov Sheni?
Yes.
What? Same lack of melacha, same tefillot, same kiddush.
You're representing the meal earlier.
If you would be telling me, hey, you're stealing the thunder of Yom Tov Rishon by doing melacha, but be'emet, if you'd be doing melacha, that's a problem. But just by accepting, by entering Yom Tov Sheni early and starting a meal, so what are you doing? You're eating. Eating is something that you can do on Yom Tov Rishon too. You're davening Arvit. You can pray on Yom Tov Rishon too. Same tefillah, it's not tefillat chol. So technically, if you think about it, stealing thunder is only a name. But in action, you're not doing anything to slight the Yom Tov Rishon. Verstehst? Now, therefore, says the Ben Ishchai, although there are certain poskei Ashkenaz, famously, Hagon Rav Yosef Shalom Natanzon, you know that is? The Shoel Umeshiv. I have Posek Atzum from Lvov. He quotes the mother of the Sma. If you look in the Tur on Yored De'ah, in the Hakdama Letur Yored De'ah, the Prisha was the Sma, Sefer Meirat Enayim on Choshen Mishpat. He writes Drisha Prisha on the entire Tur. The Prisha writes in his Hakdama on Yored De'ah, the son of the Prisha actually, he says, my mother, the wife of the Sma, she had a minhag, she said she would never light Yom Tov Sheni candles before Tzet HaKochavim. Because she said, that is achana. You got to wait until Tzet HaKochavim, because otherwise, like you said, you're stealing the thunder of Yom Tov Rishon through this element of achana. So says the mother of the Sma, and the Shoel HaMeshiv in his Hagaot on Shulchan Aruch brings it down la'alacha. Ben Ishchai says, ve'en la'alacha kidvarav. Halacha is lo kacha. If you look at the poskim, the Levush, Eliyahu Rabbah, Shla HaKadosh, the Shla HaKadosh says it's better to light earlier before Tzet HaKochavim because he says in those times they didn't have lights. So he says, if you wait for the men to come home from shul and light candles by davening, he says, in the meantime, what's going to happen? It's dark outside, and all the women of the house, they're sitting in darkness. He calls it, he says, it's Yoshve Hoshech Vitzalmavit. He says, you think that's Kvod Yom Tov, to be sitting in pitch black at home until you get ready to light before Kiddush? The Shlach says, exactly like the Eliyahu Rabba, who says to light earlier, and it's not a problem. And the Menishchai says, it's even better to light early. He says, you know what? Another tzorech is not only the light. There's a Shulchan Aruch and Siman Resh Ayin Gimal. There's Machloket Aposkim, whether or not, Resh Ayin Gimal Saif Zayin. Must you make Kiddush next to the Nerot Shabbat or not? Sheila, Machloket Aposkim. Says Maran, listen carefully. Now you tell me, based on the rules of Shulchan Aruch, you tell me what Psak Maran is. Says Maran, Yesh Omrim, She'en Mekadeshin Ela Le'or HaNer. ויש אומרים שאין הקידוש תלוי בנר, ואם הוא נהנה בחצר מפני האוויר או מפני הזבובים, מקדש בחצר ואוכל שם, אף על פי שאינו רואה הנר, שהנרות לעונג נסתוו ולא לצער. ואחי מסתברה. Which means, יש ויש, הלכה, כי יש בתרה. דעת מרן is to pass in like the second יש אומרים, that you don't necessarily have to make קידוש next to the candles. And he says, for instance, let's say a person's in the house, it's very hot. You lit candles, now you want to go outside to make kiddush and eat in the chatzir. But you don't see the candle. Says Maran, ze mutar. Go. Why? Because Nerot Shabbat are meant for onig. It's meant for pleasure and not for tzar. It doesn't mean to make you jail. Halacha ki yesh batra, that you don't need that. Says Agaon Chesed La'alafim. Mi ze Chesed La'alafim?
Pelevetz.
Agaon Rabbi Eliezer Papo. He writes, he has a perush on Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim. Chesed La'alafim, he writes that Maran only meant this Bishata dachak. If there's some sort of tzad, like he describes in Shulchan Aruch, it's oppressively hot and you want to go. But stam kacha, if it's perfectly comfortable in the house and you lit candles there and you want to stam, make kiddush somewhere else, he says you shouldn't do that, even lida'at maran. Why? Because there's, at least according to some poskim, and especially according to Kabbalah, the Mekubalim and Sha'ar HaKavanot and others, they say that there is very much reason to make kiddush next to the nerot. There's a Kabbalistic reason to do so. Says the Ben Ishchai, therefore, in the case in Baghdad, where they were making Kiddush and eating early, Biyom Tov Sheni, remember, don't forget, Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter's maniot before, either before Shkiah or Tzeta Kohavim. It's a machloket how to calculate. But it's a long time. How long does it take to say Arvit Shel Yom Tov? I don't know. 20 minutes, Nagid, Vezeze, lo Achshav Vurachum. Leat Leat. Yeah, says Yom Tov, Rauvanim, Veze.
There's no
Okay. Sometimes there's Halil, then Pesach, and you know, Rosh Hashanah, you have Tfilah LaParnasa, Ptichat HaHechal. You have to pay, hello. Tfilah LaParnasa. You got a shtel. You know what shtel means? You got a, yeah. Aval ma, zeh la'ashirim. No, on Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim, the Minhag HaSfaradim is we do Tfilah LaParnasa with LeDavid. You have to make certain kavanot, Tfilah LaParnasa. That's when all the big guns start shtelling. Anyway, Mikol Makom.
Is it money or it's just the fact that you buy it? I was
Sugula
you get a discount at some shuls, $200, you know,
that's I guess it depends on the crowd. Yeah? Depending on the crowd, it depends the amount of parnasa you're gonna get is talui and how much you spent on it. Depending on the crowd, you know, because if you buy it for $200, so the parnasa over there might be, you know, high parnasa. It depends how much of a raise you want. You understand? Anyway, you got a shtel in malasot. No pain, no gain. Mikol makom. So after the arvit, they're coming home. They want to eat. They want to make kiddush. Ner is tzorech hakiddush, says the Ben Yishchai. So now, not only is it tzorech hayom because of the light, but it's also tzorech hakiddush. So says the Rav Pa'alim, what that chacham over there said, and he brings from Haril also. What that chacham over there said, that they should light candles after. What did that chacham tell them? Go make kiddush, eat your meal, whatever. When you come home and it's already dark, okay, when you come home, light your nerot yom tov. Says the Ben Yishchai, that's a safek bracha levatara baba. Ze lo tov, lo la'asot kacha. Why? He says, once you already ate, what are you making brachot on yom tov? By the way, another, this is a very famous thing that happens to people on yom tov. Let's say, b'yom tov sheni, you go to eat somewhere else. You're invited as a guest. And then you come home to sleep. So now what do? You come home, now you want to light Nerot Yom Tov. You can't make a bracha then. You know, you no longer make a bracha, you light. Aval machloket, machloket aposkim, safek bracha la'akel. You don't make a bracha because you already made kiddush, you already ate, so what are you using the Nerot for? Plus you have electricity. It's not like you're looking at it during the seudah. You already ate. Therefore,
Why are you lighting?
What?
Why are you lighting stam?
Because you have to light in the house. Mitzvat hadlakat Nerot Yom Tov. You have to do that. But since you already made kiddush and you ate, you don't make a bracha. Lachin says Rabbi Yosef Chaim, and by the way, interestingly enough, it happens a lot. מרן זכרונו לברכה, אין חזון עובדיה, brings him להלכה. מרן זכרונו לברכה doesn't argue on every psak of the Mishkan. He only argues when he feels that there's something to argue about. I'm saying he doesn't have an agenda, chas v'shalom, to argue on the Mishkan. He argued on halachot that he felt. He had differences of opinion, masha'ah. Yeah, so therefore, מרן זכרונו לברכה actually writes this. We have a masechet bitza. Bitza, mechila, I apologize. He quotes something very interesting. And he says, what the Ben Yishchai over here writes is not only...
No. Why art scroll?
Don't worry. Bring ma sheyesh. Yeah?
There's so many. Why do you get an art scroll?
Ze lo meshaneh.
One is behind you.
The Gemara says... חשב לעשות מצווה ונאנס ולא עשאה, מעלה עליו הכתוב כאילו עשאה.
First section.
Yeah. But what about by עבירות? We spoke about this in Shari Teshuvah. What about by עבירות? If you wanted to do an עבירה and something happened, you weren't able to.
It's even worse.
No, it counts. It depends what your status.
Hello, אומר הבן יונה, הוא אומר לכם. What does הבן יונה say?
Do you generally do this once?
If you never did it before, אין הקדוש ברוך הוא מצרפה למעשה. It's not considered. But if you've already done this avon before, physically, and now you're on your way to try to do it again, and then you, something happened and you didn't, Hashem considers it as if you did the avira again. נכון. זה ודאי, that's what I'm saying. זה בחוץ צדיק. Now he says, בקיצור רבותיי, listen to Tosfos. זה מסכת ביצה, דף כ"ב. תקשיב אתה, he says. Says Tosfos, דיבור המתחיל אין מחבים. ומה שנהגו העולם להדליק הנר מיום טוב לחברו, he says, ואין מדקדקין אם הוא לילה, this is Tosfos. Tosfos היו אשכנזים. פוסקים אשכנזים. Tosfos says, the fact that people light נרות של יום טוב שני, and they're not careful to see if it's night or not, if it's dark or not. Why? Says Tosfos. ולעיל פירש לידה והכנה ואין יום טוב מכין לחברו. Hey, what about the problem of הכנה? זוק Tosfos, it's not a problem. Why? יש לומר דאף על גב שאינו לילה, מכל מקום הוא סמוך לחשיכה. Even though it's not lilac, it's close enough. And what do you think? They're sitting there with a stopwatch to see if it's close enough tonight. Yes, he says. ואף באותו יום צורך הוא אותה הדלקה. That הדלקה is also צורך. Not only that, the בית יוסף brings down, the Rosh and the בית יוסף bring down the Tosfos להלכה. The בית יוסף says, also he says, even though Rabbeinu Yerucham, Talmid of the Rosh, yeah, he says, no, you got to wait until nightfall. The Bet Yosef brings down Tosfos and says, Alacha kedivrehem. Not like Rabbi Yerucham, Alacha kedat Rosh. I'll tell you another one. You have a Mishnah Berura, Chelek He. We have one?
Yeah.
Mechila. I should have came prepared, but I didn't. I want to read you this. This is an unbelievable chidush. Watch. Are you allowed to light in the middle of the day? There's something that's called Ner Shel Batala. Which means lighting a candle that's completely why is batala? Batala is unnecessary. Ner shel batala, a candle that's unnecessary. Are you allowed to light a candle that's completely unnecessary biyom tov? Ze asur, ze ner shel batala. What about bevet haknesset? Says Maran. Yeah, listen to this. Siman taf kuf yudalit. Ilchot hadlakat haner. Watch this. Ner shel batala dehaynu she'en tzarich lo, asur ladliko. You cannot light a ner shel batala on Yom Tov if you don't need it. Aval shel bet haknesset la chashiv shel batala. Lighting candles in a shul is not considered batala. Umutar ladliko afilu biyom tov sheni achar mincha. Even on Yom Tov sheni, after mincha, which means that what Yom Tov's already almost over, you're allowed to light it then in bet haknesset. Ve'en baze mishum mechin lechol. There's no issue of preparing from Yom Tov to Chol. Why? Says Maran, look at this. Sharei be'adlakato yesh mitzvah le'ota sha'a. When you light the candle, you know that lighting candles in a shul, illuminating a shul is a mitzvah. There's a pasuk. Yeah, the Navi says, ba'urim kabedu Hashem. It's mitzvah for there to be light. That's why, if you see, especially by Ashkenazim, minhag Ashkenazim, many times they're makbid, especially in yeshivas, to light. They have like candles next to the amud where the chazan prays. Why? Even though there's plenty of light. Minhag ladlik nerot bevet haknesset. Obviously, have to be very careful. But so he says, since there's a mitzvah at that moment that you're lighting the candle in the shul, it's not a problem of ner shel batala. It's not a problem of mechin. Now he says the Mishnah Berurah, Unbelievable. Seif katan lamed gimel. Listen to Mishnah Berurah. Rotze lomar, afilu en tzarich lehaor she'od hayom gadol, even though you're in shul, let's say you prayed early mincha. There's tons of sunlight inside the Beit HaMidrash. You don't need the candlelight at all. Like the Gemara says, you know this from Pesachim, it's also in Shabbat. Shiraga b'tihara mai mehanya, which means what? What does a candle do in the afternoon? Garnished McGarnished. It's garnished. Nevertheless, even though, how do you say in Persian, itchy?
Itchy?
No, itchy. They say, how do you say nothing in Persian?
Itchy.
Itchy. Now, not itchy? Itchy.
Itchy. No, it's itchy.
Itchy. Anyway, because that's, I thought it was itchy. Anyway, Bekitzur, so he said, I'm trying, okay? Is it Tzarech L'Sanhedrin? Shiv'im Lashon. Tzarech L'Dat. And he says, Zavadai, to speak to Mashiach himself, you need to know Yiddish. But to actually get on to... Ktzat.
Okay.
But in order to get onto the Sanhedrin, you need to speak Persian, Ziyadua. Now, Yadata? Yeah. Now, Bekitzur, that's why I'm trying to mix it up a little bit of Yiddish, a little bit of Persian, Tzach Ladat. Now, yeah, because Mashiach he's not gonna eat no tadig, none of that. He's gonna eat bedavka, only gefilte fish and herring and zachan. Ziyadua. And mechshi. Yeah, Rabotai, takshivu tov tov. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though you don't need the light, there's plenty of sunlight in the Beit HaMidrash. He says, afilu hachi ikam mitzvah lehadlik mishum kevod Beit HaKnesset. Nevertheless, it's still a mitzvah to light in Beit HaKnesset. Now, that's in Beit HaKnesset. What about lighting a candle at home when it's too early? He says, ve'im hu kvar samuch lachashecha, afilu beveto share lehadlik, de'areu tzarichu lo tasha'a. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Tosfot as halacha, and he says that even at home, when you don't have a mitzvah of lighting candles in Beit HaKnesset, as long as it's samuch lachashecha, what's the halacha? You're allowed to light, then it's already tzorech otasha, you need it. Therefore, when it says over there, earliest time to light candles, you know, sometimes you see on Ashkenazi calendars, earliest time to light candles, Belel Yom Tov Sheni, is, I don't know, they tell you, 40 minutes after Shkiah, 50 minutes after Shkiah, Zeta'ut. Forget about the Sfaradim, Shid Bevadai, Zeta'ut. Mishnah Berurah. You have to call the calendar, Tagilem, Shalom, talk like an Ashkenaz. You know the Mishnah Berurah? Katuv, Siman Tavkuf Yud Gimal, Saif Katan Lamed Gimal, Tavkuf Yudal Saif Katan Lamed Gimal, Katuv Meforash. Says as long as it's Samuch Lachashecha, within half an hour or so of Shkiah, light the candles, Shum Ba'aya, Mutar. Matem, Lo Yoda'im Mishnah Berurah? Katuv Meforash. Tell him. You have to call them and tell them. Mishnah Berurah Meforash says. Yeah? So therefore, you see the Mishnah Berurah paskin against Eshet Asma, paskin against the Shoel Meshiv. He holds like the Shla, he holds like the Eliyahu Rabba, holds like the Levush, holds like Tosfot, Rishonim Meforashim, Rosh, Tosfot, Bet Yosef, Lama Lefached, you have Rishonim Vacharonim, Hevel Nevi'im, Lo Lefached. Now, he says, Netabs. Nachon?
What does that mean?
Don't worry.
Okay.
No, it's not don't worry. It's don't be scared.
Hey, you don't know.
Yeah. Zeh tzach nadat. Now, b'kitzur abotai, that being said, this only applies... So when are we talking about lighting early? Tell me why this wouldn't apply for second night of Sukkot or second night of Pesach. Why is this a complete... Why is this thing obsolete for second night of Sukkot and second night of Pesach? Over there, you gotta wait anyways for nightfall, for Tzeta Kohavim, for Kiddush. Because on the second night of Sukkot, you have to eat bread in the Sukkah, Belaila Vadai. On the second night of Pesach, you have to eat Matzah, Kiddush and Matzah, after Laila Vadai. So you can't start Yom Tov Sheni early, be Yom Tov Sheni Shel Sukkot Veshel Pesach. So when's the only other times it applies? Second night of Rosh Hashanah and second night of Shavuot. Over there, Be'emet HaMinhag, of most of the Sfaradim, we pray. Second night of Rosh Hashanah, we pray Mincha a little bit early. Then you have Tashlich. Then you go back, you pray Arvit a little bit early, and you go home. You eat, you say Kiddush, you light candles. You don't have to worry, candle lighting. And candle lighting time. Katuv Meforash. But Be'emet, if you're eating later, if you're making Kiddush after Tzeta Kohavim, then Be'emet, you wouldn't be able to light the candles early. That the Ben Ishai says himself, everybody would agree. Because since we said it's Tzorech HaKiddush, nachon? So over there, if Be'emet, you're only eating later after Tzedek Chavim, then even the Rav Pe'alim says that those poskim who allowed it would be Machmir to say you should only light after Laila Vadai only right before you make kiddush, because then you don't need it. You're only making kiddush later. This is only when you are light, when you're eating and making kiddush early. What are you saying?
So only when you're lighting early. When you're lighting early and you're eating early, is when you don't make a bracha.
No. The only time you're allowed to light early, even before Yom Tov Rishon is over, is when you're about to make kiddush and start eating early.
And then you don't make a bracha. And you light later.
No, you're not going to light later. I said you don't make a bracha when you light later, when people have already eaten and made kiddush elsewhere, and then they come back home to sleep. So they say, okay, I want to light Nerot Yom Tov Sheni. No, you already made kiddush, light without a bracha. But over here in the case I'm telling you, you light with a bracha, in shum safek ba'olamin. You make a bracha. Maud. That's it? One shir. 5 minutes? Yeah.
Make it right before kiddush, if you did it before shkia.
Yes. And even if it's early, even if it's light outside, the mutan, like we said from all these poskim.
Hachana starts when?
Hachana starts within half an hour of the seuda. If you're eating whatever, you can start preparing within half an hour of the seuda. Set the table, make the food, and yada. All those things.
Half an hour or an hour?
Half an hour. Within a half hour. Tov rabotai. Hatzlacha rabba v'yom tov. Yeah. On what? We said they're on the same team on this one. They're on the same team. Happens. Like Rashi and Tosfos. Sometimes they agree. Nachon? Tov, Yom Tov, Rabotai, Bezat Hashem. I'll see you tonight. Tonight is Musar. So see you there tonight, Bezat Hashem. Kol Tov.
The thing